listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious winter day.
Fantastic winter day.
And I guess we start off every show saying how gorgeous it is out here.
What are you doing? How much longer do we have winter going on before it gets to spring?
Well, let's see. The groundhog, remember, saw a shadow, which means that once the groundhog sees his shadow, it's an extra 6 weeks of winter.
Okay, so we still have another 6 weeks then.
Well, we have some time left.
Well, it's a beautiful day today here in Southern California, but on a sad note, we'd like to give our thoughts and prayers out to the families and friends of the 17 people that were brutally murdered in Florida yesterday. Another school shooting, Mark, and another day of disaster.
What's tragedy.
Going on out
tragedy.
There? Anyhow, thoughts and prayers from the Harris brothers out to all those families out there in Florida. Hang in there.
Yep.
We got to stop this, Mark. The madness is just crazy.
Well, and I'll tell you how you stop this. You know, I know... it was in the top amendments about, you know, right to bear arms, number two, I think, is what it is, or number three at the max. Got no problem with that. But nobody's got a right to own a machine gun, AK-47, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way anybody should have access to that stuff unless you're in the military, the paramilitary, the law enforcement.
Pull up a trigger and you take out 17 people. Just
but
like
doesn't
that.
It seem easy enough that would be the reason, that would be a remedy to cure this thing, because you're not going to have mass shootings with a pistol.
Right. So
it just isn't going to happen.
Where's the problem?
NRA, that's what it is. It's all about the money.
I mean, did you know this was the 18th school shooting of the year already?
Of the year?
Of the year.
In the last 2 months?
Uh-huh. 18th school shooting. I mean, there was one last week. I think four people were shot, but it doesn't make the news like 18 does. But 18th of the year
terrible.
So far.
Just terrible.
I mean, it's we have two kids in school.
Yeah.
In college. That just, never know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's terrible.
Anyhow,
tragedy.
Prayers go out to him, and it's a beautiful day in Southern California. Sorry to hear that terrible news, but we're going to make the best of it here and try to share some good, fun stuff with all our listeners across the globe today.
Absolutely.
And let's start the show like we usually do after we get done bragging about
how beautiful the weather is.
Beautiful the weather is out here. Heck, in Chicago, our cousin, a lot of family lives in Chicago, was posting those pictures of all the snow just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Like inches and inches of snow.
Piled high.
We had 90 degrees on the Super Bowl Sunday, which we'll go into in a little bit later. But anyhow, as we start all our shows, Mark, after the bragging,
right. We
have birthdays to celebrate.
Oh,
Mark.
Terrific. Like, hope we had some good ones.
We have some interesting ones, as we usually do. So on this.
Let her rip.
Happy birthday, Mark, to Lil Poppy.
Lil Poppy. Now, I know Poppy from Seinfeld, but I'm not familiar with Lil Poppy.
He's a 14-year-old rapper.
That explains little.
How about here's one you're going to love.
Great.
She's on a show that's on weekly. She's in the news almost daily.
Wow.
Your friend and my friend, Omarosa.
Uh-huh. Her birthday today?
That's right. How old?
I would say Omarosa's, I'd say she's 40.
43.
Ah.
Was she, you watched the show, did she get kicked off last night?
I watch what show?
Big Brother.
Oh, I don't watch the show. I don't even know who got kicked off the first week.
Oh, yeah. It was your buddy Chuck Liddell.
Oh, Chuck Liddell, huh?
Chuck Liddell.
So who got kicked off yesterday?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Because they were talking about in the news that Omarosa was probably the next on the...
Oh, really? I think Omarosa will win it.
Yeah.
She's a tough one.
They said that she should have been kicked off yesterday.
Is that right?
She was in the hot seat, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Janice Dickerson. Celebrating how many candles on that birthday
Janice
today?
Janice Dickerson. She's that old model, I think, right? So I'd say she's 59.
Oh, man, 62.
Oh, very close.
Emily Bott. Emily Bott, Mark. She's 12.
I don't know who Emily Bott
is. Neither does anybody else. How she got into this, I don't know. She's a cheerleader.
Cheerleader?
Hockey player, Yaman Yager, one of the best that's ever been. He's 45 today.
What team?
He's been in like for six teams.
Oh, six teams?
Yeah, he's been on like six teams. He's had like a 22-year career.
Wow.
23-year career. Yeah, he's old. Yama Yager. I think he's currently with the Pittsburgh
Penguins.
Yeah.
The world champion Pittsburgh Penguins.
So, anyhow, another friend of ours, Mark, Jane Seymour. Seymour.
Interesting.
Celebrating double sixes today.
She does the stuff. She's like she's like these actors' friends that we know that are constantly busy. Eric Roberts and Kevin Sorbo.
Yep.
Vincent DePaul. They're always doing things.
Yep.
She's like the actress part of that, because she's always on KTLA talking about another project she's got coming up.
66.
And they all look pretty decent.
Yep. 66 today.
And she looks pretty good, because remember, she was in Live and Let Die in 74.
Yeah.
And that was like 40 years ago.
45 years ago.
Wow.
So she was like 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Rose Burgundy, Mark.
Rose Burgundy.
She's a rapper.
I know Ron Burgundy.
How about Chris Farley, Mark? If he was still here today.
Oh, poor Chris Farley.
If he was still here today, he'd be 53.
Still young.
He was 33 when he died.
Wow,
and
20 years almost.
Last but not least, Mark, 198 years old she'd be today, Susan B. Anthony, if she was still alive.
I mean, she's on a dollar. You know?
She died at age 86.
Wow.
Anyhow, happy birthday to all today.
Yes, and let's also give our regrets and our sympathy to the family of comedian Marty Allen, who passed away the other day at age 95.
Is that right?
And also Vic Damone passed away. He was 93. I like the way these artists make it to their 90s.
So that's two. Don't they say they always come in threes?
Yeah, but let's see. Who was the third one? Maybe somebody else already passed away, too.
Yeah, probably. Somebody that we didn't hear of. Like, I didn't hear of Marty Allen. I heard of Vic Damone, but...
Marty Allen yesterday. He was on the Ed Sullivan show 44 times, I think. Yeah.
It's like several people in the 70s were on Johnny Carson. Like David Brenner, I think, was on 72 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because, they were always on.
It is
they
Olympic season.
On.
But before we congratulate our Olympians, we have a lot to talk about today, Mark. Before we talk about the Olympics, I want to talk about the Super Bowl last week. It was only...
It seems like the Super Bowl was weeks ago.
And it was a week and a half ago.
Gosh.
But it seems like it takes forever to get there, but as soon as it's over, it's gone.
You've moved. Well, I think the reason for that is it's gone because you've had enough of football at that point, and when the Super Bowl finally ends, you're glad and you're ready to move on to the next sport.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But how about, so big shout out to the...
World champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Did they rip up the city? Did the city survive?
Well, they survived from a few hours of tearing up that city. Blows me away. You win, cheer, and celebrate. But why do you got to tear the town apart?
Tipping over cars.
They were on top of that awning at the Ritz-Carlton.
Blowing up things, busting windows.
I don't get it. I just don't understand.
I don't get it either, but congratulations to Philadelphia, and congratulations to former New England Patriots quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, who's now gone from starting 8 football games to be the highest paid player
in the NFL. How does that happen?
NFL.
I know you say, you know, more power to him if you can get it. Oh.
Call coming through?
No. But
Okay,
anyhow, so take it.
Congratulations to Garoppolo. Again, like Mark just said, and I always say, if you can get it. I mean, that must be the new business model these companies are utilizing these days, and if they're basing future wins on value of the current wins, I don't get it. Anyhow, congratulations to him. And that being said, it is the Olympics. It just started a week ago as well. And big shout out to Red Gerard, 17-year-old kid. Who was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He flew in from Korea to be in the Kimmel show, and he's flying back to Korea tomorrow to finish participating. This kid is 17 years old, and he's got a gold
medal. Is he the guy that was on the show the other day wearing that big hat Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, that was 2 nights ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I am very surprised.
Who was that again?
That's Red Gerard, and I love the name, Red Gerard. He's 17. 18 of his family members are still in Korea, that they all traveled together for the Olympics. But what blows me away is, great kid, young kid, only 17, but Jimmy Kimmel doesn't even ask him about the hat. If anybody's seen him, Google Red Gerard.
Now, is that what he's famous for, that hat?
No. No. He's famous for just being Mountain Dew games, X games, and that's it.
Huh.
But the hat, that's what I'm saying. I'm very surprised Kimmel didn't ask him, what gives with the hat, kid?
You sure he didn't? I thought on the clip I saw he said, what's up with the hat?
No, I watched it last night.
Huh.
Didn't ask it at all, but he's the first gold Olympian to be born in the 2000s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was born in 2000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but cool kid. But I think he went overboard a little bit about talking about how his family parties constantly. He says they're nonstop doing the sake bombs.
You're talking about while he's in Korea?
Yeah. And even back here at home, they created, because of his cousin, who's a big-time partier at some university, they created a word. It's called get Gerarded or something, which means you're toasted. But anyhow, congrats to him and congrats to the whole it seems like I constantly have throughout the day and night the Olympics are on. I have not seen Lindsey Vonn as of yet. Have you?
Lindsey Vonn was, that's right. It's this weekend, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or
Because I've seen Red Gerard. I've seen the, you know, the hot figure skaters. I've seen, you know, Shaun White. And there's somebody else that's supposed to be really hot and happening, but have not seen Lindsey Vonn as of yet.
Huh. And I saw the interviews with her, but I guess I didn't. Yeah, I think, because I asked Stacey about that last night, and I think she said that the girls are coming up tomorrow or the next day or something or other. So that's all good. So, yeah, so right now we have the medal count is the U.S. is at, the leader on the board is Norway with 14. And Germany is second place with 13, Netherlands with 11, Canada with 11, and the U.S. with 8.
Yeah, Norway, when I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago, Norway was on the board to be favored to... and Mark Higgins, we just got a voicemail. I just want to check this real quick. Just
okay.
In case
yeah.
It's a clang.
So I've been watching the Olympics, which is great. But it has to be that every time you're watching it, and whenever I put it on, I got two things happening. I got the snowboarding, which is great. I like the snowboarding, and I got the figure skating, which at times the figure skating is good too. You know, I was enjoying it last night, but there's got to be more. And I saw curling for 3 minutes. Over the weekend, I guess. But there's got to be more. There's like 17 or 18 sports, I think, for the Olympics.
Are
winter.
There? Oh, I saw the skeleton last night, which is the luge for one person.
Okay.
Have you seen any of that?
No.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but when you put it on, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm seeing figure skating and alpine skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, let's see, there's figure skating, there's alpine skiing, speed skating, seeing a lot of speed skating. Boy, I love that when they're on the ice and they're skating, that ice, even their skates on the ice, love how it sounds.
Yeah.
Love how it sounds. But, yeah, seeing a lot of skiing, but I have not seen luge yet. I've seen the skeleton, which is the one-person luge, which is great. I mean, they're going so fast. I love that. But I have not seen Lindsey Vonn yet, but you said she's coming up this weekend.
Yeah. I think so. I think the women are coming in either tonight, tomorrow.
There's three different types of skiing. There's the alpine where they're like this. Okay, then there's the where they're jumping.
Yeah.
And then there's the one where they're like bouncing.
Right.
Which I like the...
It's entertaining to watch. I do like the Olympics. But I'll tell you one thing I'm upset with the Olympics this year. This whole Russian thing. The Russians were banned. Okay,
yeah.
So the country as a whole can't be there. But they've got this thing called the Russian Athletic Group or whatever. So they come in, they can't wear the flag, they can't wear the colors, they can't wear fancy uniforms or anything like that, but
so
they're still there.
They have the Olympic logo.
Right, but
ridiculous.
They're still there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think that, I don't know. I'm not into it, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow, those are the updates, and we've got another 10 days or so of the Olympics. I must say that opening ceremonies didn't blow me away. I wasn't really impressed with the opening ceremonies. I've seen much better. I didn't think much of it. So hopefully the closing ceremonies will be better. So go USA, go Olympics. We still got a lot of time to get to double our numbers and bring it back up to
yeah, well, like I was saying, Norway was the number one because they always have the most, you know.
Already did. Already printed it. I already copied it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so kudos to Norway and Germany. And it's nice seeing our buddy, Mark, Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Made the Kentucky Derby a couple years ago.
Yeah, that outfit that he wore at the Kentucky Derby was amazing.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
And the pompadour he's got when he's doing this thing,
yeah.
I guess it gets people watching.
He's good, though.
He knows his stuff.
Now, his
he's
partner,
informed.
What's her name?
Tara Lipinski.
Yeah.
Tara Lipinski.
I don't know about her.
Yeah. But he knows his stuff. And, you know, I love it when these people know their stuff.
Yeah. And he's good.
Yeah.
Compared to Scott Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's just, no offense.
Oh, Matt, just to remind you, we may have a caller in, Natalie Burns. I don't want to say an up-and-coming actress. She's already established, but she's got a lot of stuff coming up, so she may be calling in the next couple of minutes. If so, we're going to talk about her career, things she's done, what she's got coming up.
I think
so
she's got three projects coming up.
I was going to say she's like Jane Seymour. She's busy, got all this
and
stuff coming up.
She's a producer as well, and I think she's a brand ambassador for a couple things, so she's got a lot going on.
She may be calling in, so just wanted to give you a reminder on that.
Fantastic. That's right. It is talking about her career. It is award season. Oscars are coming up in 2 weeks.
Wow, 2 weeks from Sunday.
2 weeks from Sunday, so 2.5 weeks almost.
Right.
A lot of films out there.
You know, there's a lot of films out there, a lot of good stuff, but, you know, I know you haven't seen this yet, The Desperate Hours, or The Darkest Hours, with with Gary Oldman. Right. Now, he's been winning awards across the board.
Yep.
He was really good in it. And, you know, usually if you play a famous character, you're going to win.
However, Phantom Thread, which was a terrible movie.
You didn't like it, huh?
It was just tough to follow.
I liked
it. But I tell you what, maybe you keep watching it, was
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That was, I think, the best acting I've ever seen him do.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're probably going to give – I didn't see Darkest Hours, but, again, Gary Oldman's a great actor, and he's getting all these awards. It would be sad not to see Daniel Day-Lewis get his fourth Oscar from that performance, which I thought was fantastic. But as we all know, usually when somebody's nominated for an Academy Award and they're playing somebody,
a historical person,
unless you're Val Kilmer, you don't get the
Who did he play?
He played Jim Morrison. He played Doc Holliday, and he also played somebody else.
Was he nominated for?
No, that's what I'm saying. Though
he wasn't even nominated.
No, but
was his performance that good though?
He was great for Jim Morrison. He was pretty darn good for Doc Holliday.
Yeah, but nobody even knows who Doc Holliday is.
He also plays, you know, Mark Twain in the plays.
Right.
I know, but there's somebody else, too. I'm just saying, everybody that gets nominated, I know he wasn't nominated, but Joaquin Phoenix.
He was nominated for Johnny Cash, wasn't he?
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
But he lost because it was the same, he competed against Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, same thing.
But, you know, they made up for it by giving it to Reese Witherspoon for also playing June.
And didn't that guy, I forgot what his name was, for playing, never mind.
Okay.
Murder, She Wrote. Who did that? Who wrote that?
Angela Lansbury?
No. Not Murder, She Wrote. Murder by Death.
Oh, right. Truman Capote. Yeah.
Seymour. What was
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. Didn't he?
He won.
He won for playing
And then he went
Capote.
On to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, there was another movie about Capote that the other guy was in it. He wasn't even nominated. But Philip Seymour Hoffman was great. Anyhow, the Oscars are 2 weeks from Sunday. It's going to be a great great show. You know, there's three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
You can't find that movie anywhere.
Yeah. It's in limited release.
I wanted to see it the other night, but it was at one theater and it was at an off time. So, I think
it's only made like $32 million. But then again, Oscar movies aren't about, you know. Didn't Lord of the Rings win Best Picture? Lord of the Rings?
Yes, it did. And speaking about
Titanic.
Speaking about movies that are making a lot of money, Shape of Water has been out for months already now.
Yeah.
It's got 12 or 13 nominations.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it's made so far?
Probably about 27.
45.
Okay.
Which is, that's nothing.
Yeah.
If it's being out for 2 months now.
Yeah.
2 months it's been out and it's been nominated for all these awards.
These movies are in limited release. They keep most of the theaters open for the blockbusters.
Shape of Water was limited release?
Yeah.
Three billboards?
Limited release, but it's probably in like 500 theaters compared to the thousands like Star Wars. And
well, yeah. I mean, that's always been the case, the big blockbusters.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, this is ridiculous.
But, yeah, you're right. But
just
and you're right. Darkest Hours. It's not even out where I live anymore.
Yeah.
How can that be?
Yeah, it's too bad.
But Phantom Thread is.
All right. Well, you know what? I wanted to do a big shout-out, Matt, too. You know, we've got our Oscar event coming up in 2 weeks from tomorrow, our biggest event of the year. It's the WoW Creation
Celebrity. Mark, we still have a couple spots open, don't we?
Absolutely.
Only
we always
spots.
Keep a couple extra on the back burner just in case.
So, yeah.
The WoW Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite to honor the 90th Academy Awards.
That's right.
March 2nd, Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
You be there. But
where
we've got. We've got great brands, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 30 brands coming to this thing so far, but I think we'll be doing a lot more.
Sounds like a successful event.
You know, Mark. Before we get there. But one brand I want to do a quick shout out right now is it's a company called Daily Body Restore, and the website is dailybodyrestore.com. And this is a great brand. It's you want to know what is Daily Body Restore? It's probiotics. Daily Body Restore is a patent-pending probiotic supplement that combines probiotics and digestive enzymes to help restore your body's good bacteria, absorption of targeted nutrients, which help support digestive and immune health. This helps you stay healthy by cleaning you out, more or less. And the need for Daily Body Restore, there's thousands of probiotic strains and species out there, and each one has a different function. This product was originally developed by DBR's founder, Kim Schaefer, for her family. She had family issues, and I think her daughter needed some assistance in using a product like this, and this is how she came up and created it. The enzymes assist with digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. This is in today's day and age of wanting to be healthy and stay healthy. This is a product that I think everybody needs to have in their daily regimen or daily diet, more or less. It's again, it's dailybodyrestore.com. It's a probiotic supplement with digestive enzymes. Each box has 30 capsules, and I think you could buy boxes starting at $29.95, which is fantastic.
Where can you get the boxes, Mark?
You have to go online. right now online to dailybodyrestore.com. And again, it's a great product, and it's great for your health. So
looking forward to having
we're
them in our upcoming
to have
event.
Them. We're, yeah. we're proud to have them in our upcoming Oscar gifting suite in 2 weeks.
Yeah, fantastic. Welcome on board. Happy to have you involved, Kim.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Hey, yesterday was Valentine's Day, Mark. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was a good one. It was low key. I cooked dinner myself at home, which was fantastic. I got a new cookbook, and it's got a lot of great meals for dinner for two. Since it's only me and the wife at home now. Blake's off at school, so cooking dinner for two, I think, is a great cookbook. And I cooked a filet mignon with a overstuffed baked potato and fresh carrots in apple cider. I actually peeled the carrots and cooked them in olive oil with apple cider until they were crispy brown with a beautiful coating of apple tasting it. And the filet mignon was better than if you go to Maestro's. So
wow, you sound like you're Barbara Streisand, Barbara Stanwyck reading a recipe from Christmas in Connecticut.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, it was something simple. I sliced strawberries and had Haagen-Dazs vanilla bean ice cream.
That's
and
the best.
You know, Haagen-Dazs is the best vanilla ice cream out there. It's smooth,
yep.
It's soft, it's flavorful.
Yep.
And then you put in some freshly chopped strawberries and you mix it together, and it's as we say in France, voila.
Now, I haven't had Haagen-Dazs in quite some time.
Oh, what is you're kidding.
What is a pint going for these days?
Well, if you don't get it on sale, Matt, it's about $5 to $6. But
yeah.
I usually only buy it when it's on sale. Last night's sale was higher than usual. It was $4.99.
Yeah.
But if you get it on a good day, you can get like 2 pints for $8.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Which is great because I give Stacy her own pint. I use my own pint. So she'll eat what she wants. I eat what I want. Then you put the finished pints back in the fridge and you have it the next time.
Yeah.
So I love my Swiss almond. I still love my rum raisin.
Yep.
Chocolate chip. These are great flavors.
Those are the only two I like. Rum raisin and the peanut butter chocolate's good too.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Valentine's
that one you
Day.
Can rarely find the vanilla Haagen-Dazs vanilla chocolate
yeah.
or peanut butter. It's barely out. It's rarely
Valentine's
out
Day. I'm going to throw this number out there, Mark. I heard yesterday was staggering. How much money is spent on Valentine's Day every year? $20 billion
on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
that is across the board. It's staggering, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
it's just amazing how much money. Whether it's candy or jewelry, that's where the bulk of it goes. People buying jewelry,
candy and jewelry, yeah,
candy and jewelry, and then you know the cards.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, Stacy's a teacher.
Real quick, I got a card that I bought at Walmart. For my wife, and it was $5.97 at Walmart. You know,
$5.97.
Something's not right there. And Mark, you know the one guy that we follow, Steve Sims. He's the Bluefish concierge guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see what he was posting last night?
Ridiculous.
How he's been married for like 30 years. And he is no longer. So he goes, I think it's a ripoff.
Yeah.
That Hallmark is charging. He goes, you don't need a day like this to spend all this money to tell your wife you love her.
Well, Stacey and in agreement with that.
Yeah. But. I mean,
but yet she said no gifts. She still got me a gift.
$6 for a card.
Yeah, but here's the tip. Here's the tip on the card, Matt. You go to Walmart. Not Walmart. You go to Marshall's and you get these fantastic cards for $2.99 and $3.99. Those are the big, thick ones. It's got all the stuff on it. So there's ways around the cards. But you're right. A couple months ago, I think it was for... I think it was anniversary. Yeah, my anniversary was last month. And I ended up going to Pavilions or Vons to get the anniversary card, and it was $6. So you're right. That's crazy. But this is crazy, right? But yeah, go to Marshall's.
So how we ended it, though, right?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'll check that out
right
check
now. Check that out. But
take
I
it
mean,
over.
I get the whole card thing, and I get all that. But I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous when you pay $6 for a magazine. Here's a Squire, Mark. This is $6 for a magazine, which I think is crazy. But it's still this will take you hours to read, and it's entertaining. A card for $6 or $5.97 or $4.97 is just something. I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, we don't have to buy them. There's no doubt about it.
But it's always nice to get one.
Yeah, I know. But
It's always nice to get one.
They're just gouging you. So Steve Sims, I like what he said yesterday. He goes, he's talking from his garage in front of his 10 motorcycles worth over like $250,000, saying, you people can still, and I love his accent, still do what you want to do.
Is he English or Australian?
Yeah, he's English.
Okay.
Do what you want to do, but, you know, don't buy into the See's candy for. I mean, yesterday, Mark, when I was coming home, there was a major accident on the 210. So I got off at Foothill, like by Flint Ridge, and I'm taking Foothill, and I went past the old Higley's, which is now some other kind of restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And there's the See's candy. This is where Kevin Blackley was at the night before, and he posted some nightmare about he was directing traffic because the night before Valentine's Day was crazy. I'm passing by that See's candy on Foothill, right by Descanso Gardens. There was a line out the door. Now, this was about 3 o'clock. A line out the door, traffic jam getting into the parking lot, and I'm thinking, this is amazing. First off, that. And then, two, everybody's waiting until Valentine's Day to get the stuff. Why couldn't they buy it a week ago?
Well, you know as well as I do, Matt, we like to put things off to the last minute. And first thing in See's, one, they're the best chocolate out there.
Yeah.
Next to Philip Ashley. He's got the best chocolate. But See's is the best local chocolate out there, first. Yeah. Secondly, anytime you go to a See's, at least by my mall, there's always a line. I mean, not this type of crazy line, but there's always a line. We were just at our mall last week, so we got a free sample.
Well, they got cheese at your mall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. It's the best chocolate.
Yeah.
Anyhow, like I was saying a minute earlier, Stacy's a teacher, so she always gets, you know, Valentine's stuff at for Christmas and Mother's Day and all this
Valentine's stuff. Valentine's stuff for Christmas.
So she got the Valentine's candies yesterday, and I'm sure you haven't tried. You haven't had a Russell Stover's in forever, or a Whitman's, or an Elmer's.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these
Elmer's.
Are Elmer's, right? Ooh. Elmer's chocolates. These chocolates are unbelievable. At least Whitman's, you have the beautiful yellow box. I love that yellow box Whitman's comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But Russell Stover's. So anyhow, she brought a box home, and I thought I'm going to give it another try.
Was it mixed?
Yeah, assorted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, almighty! Elmer's. Russell Stover's, this stuff is just, it's unbelievable. But what it is for, it's for the masses that go to buy at Rite Aid or Walgreens. It's for the masses.
Yeah. It's,
and it is just.
And Walmart is a store for the masses, and I bring that up because that's where I got my card the other day. And I happened to walk past the chart. It was an entire aisle, Mark. An entire aisle was filled with the boxes.
Yeah.
And I'd say 90% of them were Russell
Stover's. Yeah.
So it was terrible.
It's the masses.
But it's like $5.97 a box, isn't it? Because now it's like $22 for a pound at See's. So,
and worth every penny of it.
Yeah. But see, not everybody could spend $22 for a pound. So you get the. And a lot of people, Mark, are happy to get a box of that.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
roses.
It's nice. And I guess it's a thought that matters.
But flowers.
So I want to do another shout-out, Matt. We've got another great brand that's coming on board in our Oscar event in 2 weeks, and they're also going to participate in the rest of our events that we're doing this year.
Oh, yeah.
Aubio. A-U-B-I-O. Our name says it all. Aubio Life Sciences is committed to creating products that make a real, identifiable difference. They are a life science company with focus on the development of skincare products. Their goal is to ensure safety in the discovery, development, and manufacture of skincare products. Aubio.com. That's AUBIO.com. And you know who's a investor and part owner in this company?
I have no idea.
Billionaire Jean-Paul DeJoria.
Of course.
You may know him from Paul Mitchell and from
Patron.
Which are a couple of great, great brands. So we're happy to have Aubio in our event. Aubio is a cold sore treatment gel. It temporarily relieves pain and itching associated with cold sores. So I know a lot of younger people, they get cold sores. Older people get cold sores. Aubio is a great product that's going to remedy your cold sore. So please go to Aubio.com.
Is that the only place to get it, Mark?
Right now, I don't have any information where else it's located, but you know it's got to be a good product if Jean-Paul DeJoria is involved in this thing.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah?
That guy's a winner. You know how some people, like they say about Bruce Willis in Armageddon, he just is a winner. He never loses.
They say? Boy, that's a movie I haven't seen in years. Which is considered, by the way, a Christmas movie.
Armageddon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it mixed up
All right.
Anyhow. But speaking about Armageddon, I bumped into Fincher. What was the guy's name? Fincher.
Oh, yeah.
He's
David,
in Armageddon.
David. David. It's not Fincher. It's Fichtner. Is it Faulkner?
No, it was Fincher. Or Fincher? Let me check real quick.
It's David something, I think. But, excuse me, ma'am. permission to shake the hand of the brave. Permission to shake the hand.
David Finchner. No, yeah. Not David Finchner.
Permission to shake
that's the an American
hand
director.
Of the daughter of the bravest man I ever met. He's talking about Bruce Willis. Speaking of Bruce Willis, 2 weeks from tomorrow, or two, yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow, Death Wish, remake of Death Wish.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Charles Bronson movie coming out. Great. I mean, does anybody even remember Charles Bronson?
William Finchner. That's
William,
the thing.
That's
I was at on Super Sunday at the Target by me, and we're doing our shopping, and here comes a guy pushing a cart.
Did you ask him who he was rooting for?
No. He pushing the cart. He looked like a bum, and I ain't kidding you when I say he looked like a bum.
And
at the time, I didn't know William Finchner's name, and I just said to him, I says, wait a minute, you're... And then he stopped.
Did he say his name?
He turned his head back, and I said, sorry I forgot your name, but I love your work. And
did
he says,
say his name, though?
No, he didn't. He says, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. And I said, yeah, I mean it. Everything you're in, you're always good at, which is true. He always is. And then I saw him tooling around the store the rest of for the next half hour or so. But he must
have
been picking
did
up
he have
some
a
last
hat
minute.
Or sunglasses on?
No, neither one. And he was in these torn up jogging pants. His hair looked like it was sticking up, like he just woke up in the morning. He had a hoodie on with a torn T-shirt. The guy just looked just unbelievable.
Maybe he was trying to fly under the radar.
Well,
if
that was the case,
like you.
But he didn't. I caught him. I knew exactly who it was, but. I swear, it was just unbelievable. It was an unbelievable sight.
Wow.
Yeah.
But was he grateful? Was he thankful? You know, some of these.
Yeah, he was nice. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, he was nice. He said, "Thanks, I appreciate that, man."
Well, that's good. You know.
Yeah. William Finchner.
That's how most people should be.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're not a Kardashian fan, but you did hear that Kylie had a kid.
I did.
And I heard 9 months ago that I thought that was all a whole farce. You know,
about the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But heck.
She's too young. She's 20, I think, right?
And she's worth $50 million.
Well, I doubt that. But the fact of the matter is that she's 20 and having a kid already.
$50 million.
Well, I don't believe that.
Well,
but
why not? I mean, Forbes. This came on Forbes.
I didn't see anything on Forbes.
Well, you didn't. But E! News was giving the numbers. They said Forbes has a post.
I don't see where $50 million is coming from.
Well, she's got those. She's got a cosmetic line. She's got a hair line and a nail line. And you know how those fans are. They're just crazy about them. But just amazing, man.
Is she the model or she's not the model?
She's not the model.
Okay,
she's
that makes it even more amazing.
But the model, Kendall, is getting out of modeling to go on to start her next chapter of her life.
Which is?
Take a guess. She's a model.
Acting?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If you're a musician, you want to get into acting. If you're an actor, you want to get into music. So if you're a model, you want to get into either hosting or acting.
Did you say if you're acting, you want to be a director?
No.
Yeah, if you're acting, you want to be a director.
Yeah, that's part of the whole thing, too.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
And speaking of entertainment, man, there's a whole shitload of great television on these days, right?
They call it the golden age of television, golden age of television.
Yeah, there's some new show that just started on HBO that he called Here and Now. Did you see it?
No.
I liked it. It's with Tim Robbins and...
his old girlfriend. No. Holly Hunter.
Yeah, Holly
who
Hunter.
Doesn't look like Holly Hunter.
Right, and she doesn't have that usual accent that she has.
Yeah.
That accent she has, would you consider it a southern accent?
Oh, absolutely. Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Texas.
Yeah?
That's a Texan accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
But because she doesn't have it in the show, and they're making a big deal out of it.
Oh, well, that's
just
tough.
Like,
just
like all these Brits that are in the shows, they get rid of their accents.
Yeah, you know, like, what's his face? The Lincoln on... Yeah.
Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah, on Walking Dead.
All of them. Or just like that guy they're all across... You saw Winchester the other day.
Yeah.
The star of that movie. Did you know that he's a Brit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, was he speaking Brit?
No, he wasn't. Oh, but yeah. I've known
they're
that
all over
Brit.
There.
Yeah.
You know, they're all over there, and... I like it.
You know, one of our favorite places to go to, Matt, all the time, and I can't say this enough, is beautiful Santa Anita Park.
Oh.
You know, it's just 5 minutes from where I live, which I guess makes it even that much easier and better
for me
to enjoy it. But SantaAnita.com, it's on 285 West Huntington Drive. It's one of the four attractions of the beautiful city of Arcadia. I love the Santa Anita Park. You and I go there all the time.
Fantastic.
We go to the Chandelier Room. I want to do a quick shout-out to an event coming up on March 10th. In the Chandelier Room at Santa Anita Park. It's wine tasting. Who doesn't like wine, right? Who doesn't like the Chandelier Room? Who doesn't like racing? So you combine all these, it's a smash. So they've got this wine tasting, and it's from 12 to 5.
It's like the trifecta.
Saturday, March 10th. Food, they're going to have their usual food, their buffet, which always has some fantastic food. There's going to be 12 wine samplings. You get a souvenir Santa Anita Chandelier Room glass. for the event.
I didn't know that. You didn't mention that.
The Ryan Cross Trio is performing their music.
Love them.
You get a racing program, a tip sheet, and you've got great racing for the day. So you've got food, you've got music, you've got wine, you've got racing. What better way is there to enjoy the day?
And a souvenir glass.
And a souvenir glass.
Oh, I wonder if it's one of those thin... Oh, a wine glass, right?
Yeah, it's a wine glass. Yeah. A souvenir wine glass. So it's $85 now if you order it at sanita.com, or it's $100 at the door. You book
$100.
It, $100 at the door, yeah, because you're late. You know, you book it ahead of time, you do it for $85.
Wow.
And you book
still
it ahead of time.
Still worth $100, though.
Oh, yeah. You book it ahead of time, you get an assigned seat for the, you know, to sit with whoever. But if you get there and you just pay when you get there, seating is up in the air. You got to sit wherever that's available. Right now, they'll give you
seat. Is this going to be the area right where you have the tasting?
I don't know. No, probably not. I think they're going to move around the chandelier room a bit and get some tables in there because they expect a lot of people for this thing. But it's santanita.com. It's on Saturday, March 10th. Wine tasting in the chandelier room. I mean, this is – I'm just I can't wait. I got to put it on my calendar. This thing's fantastic, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to just talk about or just mention, Mark, our new partnership we have with Eden Magazine.
Oh.
As we're going to be roaming columnists once again for another magazine. We partnered in the past with Avant Garde as well as Fine Lifestyles Magazine. And now I'm happy to say we're getting ready to partner with Eden Magazine. So get out there, check them out online, EdenMagazineOnline.com, and happy to be collaborating with them. It's always nice to have partnerships, Mark, and create synergy and work together.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And on another note, one of our upcoming events we just signed on to do is Rally for Kids. Is it Rally for Kids Cure for
Cancer? Rally for Kids with Cancer.
Rally for Kids with Cancer. But the website for Rally for – it's just rallyforkids.com, right?
Not I believe cure, so, yeah.
Rally for Kids.
And it benefits SavingSophie.org.
SavingSophie.org. It's going to be taking place at the Roosevelt – well, it's going to start – the scavenger hunt for the rally is going to be starting at the Roosevelt Hotel, and it's taking place in May. May, I believe, 18th and 19th. The actual race day or scavenger hunt will be Saturday the 18th, and Friday the 17th will be the draft party. So if you don't know about this particular event, go to rallyforkids.com. It's a fantastic event raising money for kids with cancer, in this particular time raising money for Sophie. And it's a scavenger hunt that – takes place all across Southern California.
Right. I'm looking forward to it. As you mentioned earlier, Matt, we participated in events in Vancouver, in Miami, in Toronto multiple times, in L.A. So this is a great event, a great cause. So did you want to, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just say give us a call.
Yeah.
Natalie, if you're listening right now, give us a call at 818-602-4929. Sorry for the miscommunication, misunderstanding.
Snafu.
Yeah. Okay, let me get this out to her.
On. But anyway, it's a fantastic cause. They have some great celebrities attached to the event. And how our partnership is arranged with them is we're hosting the Gifting Suite when the scavenger hunt. If you're not familiar with the scavenger hunt, it's a bunch of people, whether celebrities or just regular common folk like us, driving all across town looking for certain items. So they'll go to the hospital to find something. They'll have to go to a post office to pick something else up. They're picking up all this stuff.
Typical scavenger hunt.
Typical scavenger hunt. And the race, the scavenger hunt, ends at the Gifting Suite. That's the last spot that the celebrities go. They sign off, and then they get a wow gifting bag. So great partnership, great celebrities, and most importantly, it's a fantastic cause. So if you can't attend the event or if you can't participate, at least you could donate. So get out there, check out the website, and get some money donated because it's a fantastic cause.
Yeah, glad to be back on the team,
yeah.
I guess, because it's been a couple years, right? 3 years maybe?
I think May of this year, Mark. It's at least three, might be four, since we're in Vancouver. Let's see, 3 years ago, 2015. Yeah, I think it may be 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But, hey, what's this? You tell me yesterday, Mark, that Storage Wars just celebrated their 265th episode.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
In reality, I think that's might be a record. I don't know how many reality shows have done more. Well, maybe Kardashians, I guess. They've been on for like 10 years, right?
14.
Oh, 14?
14 seasons.
Wow.
But how many episodes in a season? I think there's only 10 or 12. They might be close right up there with them, though, Mark.
Yeah, I would think that Kardashians probably have more.
14 seasons, but I think they only have maybe 12 episodes. They might be close. They might be right around the same. But you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think, well, again, I'm not talking about years. I'm talking or seasons. I'm talking about episodes. We know Storage
Wars. What I'm saying is they have about 12 or 14 episodes per season.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably close. But how about Amazing Race? 30 seasons.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, you can only travel. I guess they're traveling around the world the second or the third or fourth time now. But you know what? There's like 148 countries around the world. So.
I was just blown away when I was cruising the channels the other day. It said season 30.
Oh yeah, right.
Gunsmoke was on for 20 seasons.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Simpsons, I think, 18 or 20 seasons.
Yeah,
20 years.
Oh, 20 years.
Yeah,
right.
Gunsmoke was on from 55 to 75.
Wow.
Which is crazy, but now when they say 30 seasons, it's not like 30 like it used to be. Gunsmoke was on for 55 to 75. They consider that 20 seasons. Now a season is sometimes at least twice a year.
Yeah, it's all wacky now.
Because Amazing Race didn't start 30 years ago.
No, oh no, no.
I mean,
Survivor, they do three seasons a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like Survivor started.
Amazing Race is about three seasons a year too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, two or three.
Yeah, so seasons and years, not to be confused.
But 265 episodes.
That's a lot.
I mean, that.
Hey, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
crazy.
If that was network TV.
But you know what? I don't know what's crazier. That number, 265 episodes, the $137 million Jimmy Garofalo contract, or the Ryan Murphy $300 million contract.
Yeah, now that in that case is, but you're making profit off of those shows because you're not only selling the advertising on those shows, then the repeats, and then the DVDs, and then around the world, and then streaming, all that stuff. I see where you could possibly make that kind of money. When you're paying this quarterback this kind of money, I don't see how the team is making that. Because what is his contract, $130
million? $137
million. Okay. Well, how's the team making money off just that one player?
Well, how about this, Mark? Last year, your favorite team, the Oakland Raiders, signed their quarterback, David Carr, to, at that point in time, the highest contract in history. He was a bust for that year after he signed that contract. Right after he signed it, he was a bust.
Amazing.
He was a bust. So, but you're right. But anyhow, isn't that number staggering?
These numbers are staggering. I mean, they really are.
To Ryan Murphy, granted, all this stuff, it's all great. It's all wonderful.
Yeah.
But that's $60 million a year. So you tell me, Mark, in 5 years, just from this partnership, he's plus what he's probably worth today. Yeah. So in 5 years, he's going to be worth $500 million?
Insane. Man, we're having our Oscar giving suite in a couple weeks. We have an artist. Well, actually, we've got two artists that are going to be there. But one of the artists is coming in from Japan.
Wow, we love our Japanese clients.
Nagasaka Mago. That's the artist's name. Now, his website, Matt, is artistmago.jp. Oh, hold on. I think we got a call coming in. Let's see. Yep. Hello, thanks for calling the Tastemakers. Is this Natalie?
Yes, hi. How are you guys?
Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Happy Thursday, Natalie.
Good morning. I'm great. Well, Thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day out there, right? And I guess if you're an actress in L.A., it's even more beautiful, right?
Oh, it is beautiful, yeah.
I'm glad you got the time to call us in. I know that you've got a very, very busy schedule. You know, Matt and I were talking earlier about all these actors in town that they're constantly doing things.
Constantly,
you know,
they've got
projects they're working on, or they've got charities they're working on, or foundations. Now, you're one of these actresses that has a lot going on right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think, like, you have to, once you come to L.A., I think just by waiting, you know, for auditions, you can't really get that far nowadays. You have to create your own opportunities. So that's what we're doing. We're always finding where to appear, who to collaborate with.
You've got to create your own brand.
Turns out to be difficult. Yeah, absolutely. You create your own brand, yeah.
In addition to being an actress, you're also a producer too, correct? And a brand ambassador?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, I produce. Yes, I have my own. I'm creating my own clothing line right now. I think it's with nowadays social media, it allows you to do that, and you can communicate with people on a more personal level. It's so much easier to find everybody. Sorry,
absolutely.
That's my dog.
could you tell us about some of your upcoming projects that are going to be coming up shortly?
I have a great project coming out on March 27th. It's a movie called The Executioners. It's coming with Lionsgate, released on video on demand straight away. I think it's going to be in a few theaters, just a small theatrical release. I'm really excited about that film. I play the lead role. It's a great, great thriller / psychological horror action film.
Sounds like it covers everything
but love.
No, but it's such a fun little project, and it's such a great twist. It's one of those, like, really cool 80s twist in the movie. Like, you have to see the film too.
I like
to really discover like what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't understand it from the beginning. You might think like, oh, it's your general kind of like thriller, psychological thriller movie, but then when it comes to the end, it's just going to be, it's going to blow your mind.
So this is one that you're not going to walk out of the theater early. You've got to stay to the end to catch it all. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. Great. I'm really like, yeah, go check it out. March 27th, it's going to be out. Lionsgate is releasing it. I'm definitely excited about this movie coming up. I'm doing like, it's a different kind of role for me. I play this nerdy writer. It's really cool.
Yeah, usually you're in like you're action. You know, you did the Expendables 3, right? In the Mechanic Resurrection.
Yep.
Criminal.
Which was just on HBO last week.
Yeah.
I tend to be hired to play more of like, I guess, sexy roles. And,
okay.
I'm trying to step away from that and just find an arc for myself and just challenge myself. I like to get into deeper roles and you know, discover something new about myself as well as my characters.
Yeah, I love it. Now, Natalie, do you also have like a foundation or a charity that you're working on or you're starring, anything like that going on?
I have a movie we're trying to raise awareness on. It's called The Lagoon.
Okay.
And we're actually live again on Indiegogo trying to raise like remaining funds for it, and then we're going to shoot later this year. And it's basically the film, the film is about the doctor who goes to Puerto Rico to find a cure for cancer.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get an awareness for, I guess, for cancer researchers that they should go out there into the nature, try and find something that could potentially help them cure this cancer. Because I feel like just pharmaceutical drugs, they don't always work. Yeah. And my question is, do they actually help, or do they prolong your life, or do they actually expedite your sickness?
Interesting.
That is my main concern and quest in this film, that I want to make an awareness to people that maybe there's so much stuff that we have not discovered yet. Maybe it's worth looking into.
Yeah. And you're raising funds with a FundMe account, is that correct?
Indigo. What's the Indigo page?
How would one donate to the project?
So the page is Indiegogo, .com, and then project, The Lagoon, 666.
Okay. Indigo, okay, 666, Lagoon. Project. Okay, great. All right, so
It's called The Lagoon 666.
All right, Lagoon 666,
because
okay.
There's a lot more going on in that lagoon than just
What's the you said you're almost at the at your
peak point
at your requirement. How much more do you need?
I'm trying to raise another 80,000 for post production.
Okay, all right.
So
well.
We can just, it's not a lot, but like overall, I'm preparing to go out and get some names attached right now, and hopefully we'll start shooting fairly soon.
All right,
so just again to recall that it's basically the Indiegogo link. It's like IGG.me and then --@ okay. The Lagoon 666.
Okay,
not just an app.
Fairly simple for people that know how to go to Indiegogo. It's just, you know, the name of the movie was 666 in the end.
All right, that sounds good.
Is there any significance of the 666 in there to the film?
well, here's the thing. There was a lot more to this lagoon than what we know, and it's actually really funny. I went to I really went to Puerto Rico, and right before the hurricane, I came back. I went to this lagoon, and it's a bioluminescent bay, and they only have, I think, 7 or 6 of those bioluminescent bays in the world, and 4 of them are in Puerto Rico, and it's the most unbelievable experience ever. It's like it's something that you really truly have to experience by yourself to understand, and that's what made me question it. I was like, well, how do they even exist, and people don't know much about it, and where do they come from? And it's like this glow that glows in the water, and when you put your hand in it, and it's completely pitch black when you have to go in it, it's like diamonds are rushing through your fingertips.
Wow.
It's absolutely beautiful. And then I asked the tour guide, what is it about and how did it come about, and he told me this like old story. It's like a fairy tale. And I was like, wow, that's something I need to really write a movie about. And there have been a lot of movies about that. They've only used, I think, this kind of wellness and bay in Avatar.
Yeah.
And that's about it. But they've never actually focused on the creation of those lagoons and where do they come from and what are they holding and what's going on with them and what can be possibly happening with that. So that's why I was like, ooh, I need to like really make it into a movie and just make a bigger awareness and somehow collaborate with what's going on nowadays with like pharmaceutical drugs.
Wow. Wow, so you're socially active, which is great. I mean, you're on top of these causes, and seems like, I mean, how do you have time to do everything? I mean, it seems like you're doing everything. I mean,
I'm trying to balance it out, of course, but
okay.
I mean, that's another thing that we forget sometimes being here is like it's important to balance life out
because
another thing that happened to me recently, why I wanted to do this movie, is one of my friends just a couple of days ago just passed away from cancer.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, stomach cancer. Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah. Natalie, what's your, you have like a webpage, right? What's your main webpage if people want to follow you and see what you got cooking?
It's natalieburn.net.
Oh, okay.
You can follow that. And I have my company company as well. It's 7heavenproductions.net. And then I have obviously all my social media stuff, so people can follow me on Instagram. I post a lot of pictures on it. It's Natalie _Burn.
Okay.
And then my Twitter is NatalieBurn01. And of course, my Facebook page I have for friends and family specifically, it's NatalieBurn official.
Wow. Boy, you are something. You're the Orson Welles of today, doing everything out there and more. Well, Natalie, it was great talking to you today. Thanks for calling in. All our listeners out there, go to the Indigo page and check out this new production and help Natalie reach that 80,000 to get this thing out there.
Yes, for sure.
We're looking forward to seeing this.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and check out the movie, The Executioner.
We sure will.
Absolutely.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks at our event, Natalie. We'll send you all the details. Thanks again for calling.
Thank
you. Have a wonderful day.
Yep. Don't overdo it today.
I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Now. Bye now.
Bye. Bye, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks again, Natalie, for calling in. That was a great call. She's got a great career going on, and what a filmmaker. Not just an actress.
A female Orson Welles. I mean, she's got everything.
Filmmaker extraordinaire. So I'm glad she had a couple minutes to call in today, and looking forward to seeing her at our event in a couple of weeks. And I guess we're running out of time here.
Yeah, I guess, the hour doesn't go slow enough. The hour just flies by here. So to all our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous day, thanks for listening in. We've got our Oscar event coming up in a couple of weeks. You can go to WildCreationsMedia.com to see what we've got going on, to get a hold of us, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. In the meantime, enjoy your day, eat something good, have a good drink, and live life to the fullest.
Until the next time.
Au revoir.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.